Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I got a good one for you today because you are not going to believe this. What I'm about to tell you is absolutely true. And this is unbelievable. Okay? So please comment, like, subscribe. And you want to email me about anything like this, it's hello@iallegedly.com. But let's get right into it. Think about this. The County of Los Angeles has just passed an ordinance last May, and they're letting people sign up for this now, where you, out of your house, can run a restaurant. It's called a micro kitchen, okay? Microeconomic kitchen ordinance, home ordinance, MECO, as we like to call it. I'm dead serious. Now, I want you to think about this. We have all seen the street vendors out there that are out selling, burritos and tacos and carnitas and everything out there. And they just basically set up a, Blackstone and start cooking. And we're supposed to feel fine with this. This is insane. This is absolutely insane. And I'm going to show you why. First things first, when you have a restaurant, there are so many different things that make it difficult to run a restaurant. All the ordinances, food safety, food prep, the cost of food. Everything is outrageous. Now, you're going to run this out of your house. Now, think about what I'm telling you. There is a $597 permit fee. Okay. Then you have to get a health inspection fee, which is like $347. Now, if you are financially strapped, which is where I want to eat at when you have a restaurant, they could potentially waive that $597 fee. So all you have to pay is the health fee for $347. Yeah. Read the stories below because this is Looneyville. This is absolutely insane. Now, a couple things that go along with this, and that is when you talk to business owners and successful people, Robert Herjavec, Patrick Bet-David, David Ramsey, what's the worst business to own? A restaurant. Now, understand this. Understand this. My family has a restaurant. My son works at high-end restaurants on the East Coast. And I talked to him about this and I said, explain this to me. Well, there's a hierarchy in a restaurant. You have the busboys cleaning up the trash, taking your dirty dishes and putting it away. Okay? You have at high-end restaurants what they call a food runner. This person is authorized to touch food. They're allowed to bring out a plate of food and set it on your table. That is a food runner. Those people have passed a health inspection. So they just don't let, hey, John, you get to get elevated to food runner tonight. Yeah. Then you've got the servers that are at a different level too. That's how it's supposed to be. What's going to happen in grandma's kitchen? Seriously. They've allowed people to cook up to 30 meals a day. 30 meals a day? Am I supposed to make money at 30 meals a day? You're not, because of the problem with this and that people are going to, you know what? We cooked about 70 today. We just did that. Think of the food prep. Think of food safety. Think of this. People are going to do this out of their own homes and out of their own kitchen. The advantage to going to a restaurant, Applebee's, Denny's, is that they have a high temperature sanitization process to cook dishes so you can eat and use forks multiple times a day if you have to. Grandma's kitchen does not have that. Okay, I get a sanitize button on it. Hurry up and just wipe those plates off and serve them again. I am telling you guys, you're going to see people get deathly ill from this. Now, here's the crazy part about this. The application process is closed. Check this out. Application process is closed. And the reason for that is that they had so many people sign up for this, and they're only going to allow 1,000 restaurants to do this. Now, that's a lot, Dan. Yeah, it is. It's 1,000 home kitchens. How would you feel, number one, if you were paying rent on your establishment, insurance, workers' compensation on your employees, running your business? I am telling you, when I consult with people and you sit down and do the numbers, these are the things you have to worry about: your rent, everything, all this stuff, the expenses, the utilities, everything that are dark costs that don't get you money. You paying insurance on an employee, what does that do? Do you sit there and sit at a restaurant and go, gosh, this waitress has got insurance if she slips and falls in front of us. No one cares about that, but they better have that or else. You understand? So what you have right now is you have the county of Los Angeles. I thought it was the city. It's the county of Los Angeles is going to allow these restaurants to do this and run out of people's houses. That is absolutely insane. They can cook a maximum of 90 meals a week, which is nuts, because you know that they're not going to limit themselves to that. We made 90 burritos this week. Well, that doesn't make us that much money. We need to sell 90 a day. Okay? You see where this is going? Because it's going to hell. And the problem with food safety, talking to anybody that owns any restaurant, high-end restaurant, is that it's like surgical. It's like a surgery room, how clean these places are when it's done properly. Now, we pay for that, and we pay for a higher-end kitchen. And you can sit there and say, oh, it's no big deal. I eat at those taco trucks all the time, same time. The taco trucks have to meet certain food requirements. They get inspected all the time. Now, a couple of things I just want to bring to your point. This is from just recently in LA County. I limited to LA County just so that it wouldn't be 300 articles. Salmonella outbreak at an Oakin restaurant sickens 44 people. Okay. Once again, cleanliness. Okay. Cleanliness. You've got Trisha LaBelle, who's a county inspector. And she says, listen, where we lag behind is inspecting these restaurants right now. Huh? Yeah, think about this. There's a limited number of inspectors out there serving all the restaurants. This is before you add 1,000 home businesses out there. And think about this. Who's going to throw the food out? Is grandma going to throw the food out? No, mijo, eat it. Eat it, mijo. It's great. Do you know what I mean? My restaurant, Danny's, okay, Danny's, not Danny's, Danny's, is going to serve rattlesnake and goat. It's a little stringy, but you'll like it. I season it really well. It's going to be great. You see, it's preposterous. It's insanity. But to piss on the existing business owners in LA County is insane. I would be so furious if I owned a restaurant or a restaurant chain in LA County, because think about this. How are you supposed to make money when you're competing against grandma's kitchen? And again, I am telling you, who is going to do this? Who's going to eat there? Now, I think there was one more in there too, but yeah. Oh, here's the other problem that LA County said they had was vacancies, vermin, death, and disease come from LA restaurants. That's nice. That's nice. What's going to happen out of grandma's kitchen? I'm telling you guys, this is insane. This is where you know that things are upset and they hate the small business owner. You have to follow the rules. You have to get insurance. What kind of insurance are you going to have at somebody's kitchen? Oh, I don't feel good. Oh, okay, get out of here. Go. I'm going to call my nephew over here again and have him throw you out. You know what I mean? Listen, grandma's a little strapped. We got three people waiting out in front of the house. What's this going to do for the environmental impact report? Think of the traffic in your house. Oh my gosh, Rachel's such a great cook. She's going to have them lined up down the street. You want that in your neighborhood? Think about this. Think about what I'm saying. This is insanity that they're allowing this. It's absolutely nuts. There is no, you know, there's no normal recourse. You can say, oh, they're going to have a permitting process, Dan. You just heard an inspector say that there's not enough people to inspect these restaurants right now, but now they're going to add 1,000 into the loop and it's all going to be okay. It's nuts, guys. It's absolutely nuts. So let me know. Let me know what you think about this, because I mean, would you eat at one of these places? Because I wouldn't, especially after what I know about food and food safety and everything. No way. No way. Plus, are they going to throw food out? Are they going to be disciplined enough to get rid of food that's bad? You know that they're not going to do that. They're just going to cut corners every chance they get. Think about this. Sauce in Italian restaurants, decent Italian restaurants. Basically, it's made every day. You think they keep that sauce? No. Sometimes they keep it, freeze it, use it for pizza sauce. That's one thing. But to sit there, you think grandma's going to do that? Come on. Come on. It's going to be insane, guys. This is going to be absolutely insane. And again, this was unbelievable. when I started reading this, I couldn't believe it. But the LA Times, you know, covered it. And isn't it great? And KTLA News, our local news channel, handled this too. But man, I just think about this. And I think about everybody that I've talked to since I got this article that has just said how difficult it is to run a food establishment. But now you're going to let people do this out of their houses. Wow. Wow. So let us all know. Let us all know if you think that this is a bad idea, or if you would eat at one of these places, or if you, hey, Dan, I've already applied. Oh, if somebody's applied out there, I will do a remote in front of your house tomorrow. Okay. So bring it on. Okay. Let us know. Hello@IAllegedly.com is the email address. Like, subscribe, let me know, guys, because this is absolutely insane.